This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me on this Wednesday as we congratulate the Milwaukee Bucks, man. First championship since 71. NBA champs. Was Lou Alcindor on that team? I think Lou Alcindor was on that team. Shout out to my man, Momni Diakite. University of Virginia Cavalier alum, national championship winner, G League champion, and now NBA champion. They say he's the only person that's ever done that. Won a NCAA championship, a G League championship, and now an NBA championship. And for you petty-ass folks, jump in here. No, I'm not saying he started and was a star of the NBA Finals, but God dang it, he got a ring. He got another one. So, you petty guys, keep your pettiness to yourself. You heard that, boy. Let me get some of that instrumental from my man Andrew Brown in the background. Let's break down what happened and how Giannis Antetokounmpo is now, seems like he on the top of the best player of the NBA discussions now. I just saw first things first. Nick Wright jumped out there and said Giannis is the best in the league. We know Nick Wright ride heavy for LeBron James. But you got to salute Giannis, man. Give you a brief overview of his career so far. He's only 26 years old. He's an NBA champion, NBA Finals MVP, two-time regular season MVP, one-time Defensive Player of the Year, All-Star MVP, five-time All-Star, five-time All-NBA performer, four-time All-Defensive Team, 2017 Most Improved Player, and he was a part of the All-Rookie Team. And he had a 50-point closeout game. And his team won four straight after being down two. And you know who I blame for Milwaukee winning four straight games? Damn it. Dwayne Wade ass. Because when the Suns won their second game in Phoenix, he wanted to come on the baseline and embrace Devin Booker and Chris Paul say two more. He put the hex on them. He put the voodoo on them. As Natalie from the Bad Girls Club said, he put the voodoo on them B words. Those first two games, Milwaukee scored 105 and 108 and 108 games respectively. After that, 120, 109, 123, and then 105 last night. Phoenix 118-118 in the two wins. Then in the four straight losses, 100 points, 103 points, 119 points, and then 98 points. They say a series is all about adjustments. The series always proves who's the better team. Budenholzer catches a lot of flack for his lack of adjustments and his lack of coaching and this. Everybody loved a bitch about Budenholzer every time Milwaukee lose, but I don't see nobody congratulating Budenholzer for any adjustments he made, or you just giving Giannis all the credit. That's what we doing? Is that what we doing? Are we not going to give Budenholzer any love? We just going to say it was Giannis. Are you not going to give Middleton any love? You just going to say it was Giannis. Because y'all the same folks who said, whoa, can't depend on Chris Middleton. Man, that sucker was balling too. But Giannis, let's look at Giannis, man. In the finals, averaged 35 points in 39 minutes. 13 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Shot 61% from the field. Shot 65% from the free throw line. He only turned the ball over 14 times. That's actually good. Middleton, he averaged 42 minutes in the finals, averaged 24 points, 6 rebounds, 5.3 assists, 1.5 steals. Going crazy. Drew Holiday averaged 16 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. Middleton shot 44% from the field, 35% from 3. Drew shot 36% from the field, 31% from 3. And then you got Brook Lopez. He averaged 11 points. But on the Suns, man, the biggest thing, my biggest scouting report was like Devin Booker, his shooting percentage coming into the finals, especially from three. Like you needed him to be solid from the 3-point line. And now when you look at Devin Booker, he averaged 28 for the finals in 40 minutes a night. He shot 45% from the field, which that's around, you know, normal for him. But he shot just 26% from the 3-point line. He was 11 of 41. CP3, they call him CPO now still. He averaged 21 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists. He shot 55% from the field, 52% from 3, 75% from the free throw line. He was 12 of 23 from the 3-point line for the series, 55 for 100. So he took 100 shots. Devin Booker took 143. DeAndre Ayton took 64 shots. Bridges took 49. Crowder took 51. Cameron Johnson only took 35 shots. 35 shots for Cameron Johnson. I think he should have shot it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what went into him not shooting that much. When you look at the Bucks, Giannis attempted 123 shots. Middleton attempted 125 shots. Holiday attempted 108 shots. So that's a three-headed monster for you. I guess you could say that's nice and balanced. While Phoenix was 143, 100, and then 64 for the Knicks. 510 total shots to 537 total shots. But the talk of the town is Giannis, man. You got to give Giannis his flowers, give him his respect. You know, just 2 seasons ago, everybody expected him to win the finals. They expected him to take the league over from LeBron James. And this year, he was an afterthought because of what Brooklyn was doing and what they did as far as who they signed and who was on the team and how many games they won. And then the 76ers became the top seed and all that they done. So this was the perfect year for Giannis to basically just come in through the back door. They beat the big bad wolf known as the Brooklyn Nets. It was a game of inches, too. Because if KD was an inch back, Milwaukee wouldn't be here, but it's woulda, coulda, shoulda. So salute to Milwaukee, man. Salute to Milwaukee. They deserve it. Everybody's saying that Giannis, when the last time a team won a championship with just one superstar. And I guess you look at like the Dallas Mavericks when they had Dirk. But it's nothing you could take away from Giannis, man. I just don't want people to just really jump out there. Look, the main thing is I'm glad that he won the championship so y'all can get the hell off of his back. It sucks for CP3 because y'all going to continue to hold that against them. You new age fan. Oh, man, just I don't like the ring shit to like take away from somebody's legacy or fully stamp somebody's legacy. Yes, it's great to have a championship banner within your resume, but game recognized game. And the one thing I've recognized with Giannis is he understands what his strengths is and what his weaknesses are. And the one thing about Giannis is he may not be able to shoot from three, but if you back up, he's going to close that space. He's not going to settle. And that's one thing I love about him. He's not going to settle. He's not going to be passive. And that's the biggest difference between Giannis and Ben Simmons. Like, both of those dudes can't really shoot. Well, Giannis can shoot a nice little turnaround mid-range. But unlike Ben, Giannis will attack you. And what you got to give Giannis some credit for is in this closeout game, I think he made all but two of his free throws. Think about that. Closeout game, biggest stage. He scored 50. I don't think we ever seen nobody do that in the closeout game. He scored 50. 50. He was 17 to 19 from the free throw line. 16 to 25 from the field. So he shot 64% from the field. He hit 1-3. He was 1-3. Shot 33% from 3. 89% from the free throw line. 14 rebounds. 5 blocks. He had 6 turnovers. I mean, that's, yeah. But he had 50 points. 50 on your ass. He dropped 50. Salute to Giannis, man. The Greek god. He ain't the freak no more. He's a Greek god now because he's in the annals now. He up there with Lou Alcindor. And he only 26, man. And like he said, it don't even matter if he don't even get back to that stage or win another one. He won. Like the thing. That's the thing, man. Somebody can say, oh, they only won one. Damn it. Do you know how hard it is to be a champion? So I don't want folks saying, oh, he only won one ring. No, he won a ring. CP3 still got 0. I wish he would have won one, but he didn't. Then you look at the damn Suns in this closeout game. Devin Booker played 46 minutes. He was 8 of 22 from the floor, 36% from the field. No. He was 0 for 7 from damn 3. No. 19 points. CP3, 11 of 19, 57%, 1 of 2 from 3, 50%. Had 26 points, 3 turnovers to just 5 assists. Ayton was 4 of 12. Crowder was 4 of 11. Bridges was 3 of 7. Frank Kaminsky. Oh, you got him playing a lot of minutes. That's, you know you're going to lose. But shout out to Frank, though. Frank, you was 3 of 4. Cameron Payne was 4 of 6. 2 of 2 from 3. Cameron Johnson was just, never mind. I just said Cameron needed to shoot more, and I just looked at this mess. He won a 4 from 3. Y'all, hey. Salute to Milwaukee, man. This about y'all. You did the damn thing. Chris Middleton was 6 of 13, 46% for this game. Jrue Holiday was some trash can juice shooting. He was 4 of 19. We just going to gloss over it. You was 20, like, you shot 20% from the field, bro. Celebrate that damn ring, though. We just not going to look at this game, Jrue. We not going to do it. Oh, you had 11 assists, though. You had 12 and 11. You had 12 points, 11 assists, though. Okay, Jrue. Never mind. Never mind, Jrue. Never mind. You got it, player. For real. Bobby Porter's unsung hero for Milwaukee. So where do we go from here? Everybody expect Phoenix to be back in the finals? Hell no. The Lakers going to be full strength. LeBron ass taking that back. The hell wrong with y'all? Stop doing this. Phoenix not getting back to the finals. This was their only chance. They caught LeBron and the Lakers hurt. They like, this is your only shot. Okay? So, y'all go ahead and kiss the Suns goodbye. LeBron going back to the finals next year. You can stamp it. Look at the date, July 21st. When I recorded this, it was 9:58 in the morning. The Lakers going back to the finals. Them Suns, no. You can't sneak up on them. Like, come on, son. Son. Come on, Suns. You're not getting back to the final. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm not a hater. But you know LeBron going back. He brung his tequila in the finals. Who else you know could bring their own drink and put it under the chair? Marketing. Shout out to Space Jams. What's in the New Beginning? Whatever. The New Legacy, whatever. The movie was good, man, for kids. It was good for the kids. If you're an adult and you're saying it's trash, you trash. How about that? The hell you... Why you rating a cartoon? You that damn petty for Michael Jordan that you want to rate a cartoon like Michael Jordan Space Jams was a classic. That shit was ass too. Now that I'm adult, Michael Jordan Space Jam is ass. When I was a kid, classic. It's cheesy. Now don't get me wrong, Buzz Bunny was a different animal back when we was growing up. So that's why it's a classic, because Buzz Bunny was in his prime. I don't know what the hell this Bugs Bunny and I say. I don't know who, but it was fun. But you got it, and I don't look, man. This Space Jam a little different. But as I said, it's for the kids. It ain't for us grown folks. But I just looked at the first Space Jam the other day, and that shit was ass. Michael Jordan, ass as an actor. Hell of a player. Bugs Bunny, Oscar Award winner. He really not. I just made that up. But, yeah, man, that's all I got, man. Salute the Milwaukee Bucks, NBA champions. Salute to Giannis. Salute to my man, Mavne Diakite, God dang it. Another one. That's his new name. Another one. He got another championship. NCAA with UVA, ring me up. G League, ring me up. Oh, NBA, ring me up. Mavne 3, ring Diakite. Let's get it. Also, did y'all hear Deion Sanders capping? I need to say that for another episode. Yeah, I'm going to do a separate episode on primetime. Primetime, man, Patty Hawk got to talk to you, bro. You out here capping. Yeah, you capping. All right, man, you on the model. Good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Salute to the Milwaukee Bucks. Salute to Chris Paul and Devin Booker. Good luck to who going to the Olympics from the finals. Is it Drew, Chris Middleton, and Devin Booker? They need you. The world waiting on y'all. I saw a women's soccer team, 40 match win streak, got put to an end. Hey, man, hey, USA in these Olympics. You got to realize, boy, these other countries take Olympics serious. you better get your mind right. I'm trying to tell you. The day of the Geechee is over, like Martin said. But I'm going to holler at y'all. I'm rambling. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.